This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Q104, Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Let's get into Red Flag Friday. We've been enjoying this. So people have been getting in touch with us either by text 216-474-0104. That's also how you call the show. Or you can DM us at the Q Morning Show on Instagram. Tell us about the relationship that you're in. And most of the time it's a new relationship, just budding. Just starting.
Just blossoming with love.
Exactly right. But you've noticed a red flag in the relationship, and you've come to us to discuss. Andrew's on the line right now. Andrew from Rocky River. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. So tell us about this new relationship of yours.
Yes, I need help figuring this out. So, all right, my girlfriend and I have been together for a little bit over a year now.
Oh, wow. So not that new.
Yeah, so that's not that new.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. Trucking along. Everything's good. A little over a year.
I know. I like that. Trucking along.
We're doing it.
Honk, honk.
Yeah. We're really into each other. Everything's going really good. Except, okay, this is what I want to know if it's a red flag. Over the past, or the whole time we're dating, basically, over the past year, she's never offered to pay for anything on our dates. Like, she actually made a point back when we were first talking to tell me, like, oh, you know, you're the guy, so, you know, you're going to always get the bill.
So, wait, she never, does she ever even offer to, like, pay for half when you guys go out?
Never even offers to pay for half, not even one time that I can recall. Yeah, not, and, you know, and for dates, I actually don't mind as much. Like paying all the time, it gets old. Like, but if I, you know, if I'm broke, we won't go out. If I can't cover, you know, for both of us.
Hold on. See, no, I don't think that this is fair.
You know, it didn't concern me for a bit, but now I'm starting to get a little bit concerned because, you know, we're talking about moving in together now. Mm. Her lease is up in May.
Okay.
But I'm not, you know, I'm not even 30 years old yet, and I definitely don't make enough to be supporting both of us. So I like every part about her. I want to move in with her. I want to, you know, be with her, but I don't know. I'm like kind of embarrassed to bring this up with her. I'm a little nervous to bring it up with her. Mm. And I want to know, is it really a red flag or is this just the norm? Like, I'm the guy, I'm going to pay for it. And it is what it is.
Oh, Andrew.
Oh, Bill. Yeah. You look like you have some advice to give. Like, you might have been through this before.
Andrew. All right. First of all, I think this is a red flag, but this red flag was on the field months and months ago. You missed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
you said back when you first started talking that she mentioned that you're the guy, it's your job to pay the bill.
Yeah, she did.
Why did you not flag that back then?
I don't know. In the moment, I just said, oh, haha. As time goes on, I'm seeing like the repercussions of not taking that seriously.
Yeah, and all that money is adding up, too.
Right, it's adding up now.
All right, the second thing, this is an awkward question. Do you make more money than she does, Andrew?
I make a little bit more than she does. It's almost kind of even. None of us make that much, but I make a little bit more, a little bit.
I can look at the bright side here, too. You guys are talking about moving in together.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps when you move in together, then she would have to start contributing financially at some point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like she can't just slide by the whole time if you're living together.
Yeah, she's got to at least pay rent.
Yeah, or like groceries or something.
Like, I feel like I have to plan this out and come to her with, like, this is what I'll expect when we move in together.
Yeah, and have, like, a budget planned out. Yeah. Like, oh, that's so tough.
It is. Yeah, this is extremely awkward.
And I understand what you're saying, too, about just being kind of, like, nervous and, like, almost, like, embarrassed, too. I wouldn't want to bring this up. I don't blame you.
It's a little embarrassing. Yeah.
I mean, again, if you guys move in together, maybe that leads to being engaged someday. And then if you get married, you can combine all your accounts and, you know, her money is your money and the other way around. However, I'm getting way ahead of myself. How do you deal with this right now? 216-474-0104. I have no idea. The precedent has already been set.
I feel like, Andrew, you were just trying to be a little too much of a knight in shining armor gentleman, if you will.
I was.
By covering everything up until this point.
Yep. And here I am.
How does Andrew go back on the precedent? 216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday. Let's help out Andrew next on the Q Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, it's Red Flag Friday. I think our instincts were correct, Alyssa. This is probably a huge red flag for Andrew in Rocky River.
Yeah.
Who has been dating someone for over a year now. It's starting to get a little serious where they're talking about moving in together, and maybe it's going to go further than that.
It's also getting very expensive for Andrew because he is fronting the bill on everything. His girlfriend is not offering to pay, not offering to go half when they're on dates, and starting to wonder if this is a problem.
Yeah, a long time ago, she made the comment, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said that she believes that the guy should pay.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew, at the start of a relationship, and this is sometimes what guys do, because they want to be with somebody,
mm-hmm,
they will say, yeah, whatever you want, that's fine.
Right, and so he went along with it, and the precedent was set. And now we're like, okay, well, can we figure out how to undo it?
Janae in Mayfield Heights, is it a red flag?
I absolutely agree with you. I think it is a red flag for him specifically.
So what does he do?
At this point, open communication. I absolutely would not move in with her or even propose moving in together until communication is had and both parties are honest. Honestly, I hold him a bit more responsible here because she set her expectations. She set them pretty clear in the beginning, so I really feel like he should have nipped this in the bud early on. It doesn't really sound like they were compatible, but I know it's a year in. Feelings have been caught. So, yeah, just talk about it and see if she's open to contributing. I just don't understand how you're going on movie dates and you're not paying for, like, any portion, not even, like, the snacks.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah, I would just feel so bad as the girlfriend.
You know, what Janae said there, I didn't even think of that. Janae said, don't move in together until you get this worked out. I was thinking move in together and then work it out then.
No, I think I'm on Janae's side. I think that this needs to be squashed first.
Tracy in Canton, red flag, no red flag?
Oh, it's definitely a red flag.
Okay, definitely a red flag.
Yes. He definitely needs to have this conversation with her prior to her moving in.
How do you have that conversation? Like, how do you...
I mean, just set her down. Like, listen, I mean, you know, in the beginning of a relationship, it's cool that the guy pays for the first 3 or 4 dates. But I'll be like, hey, can I leave the tip? Can I pay half? Like, hey, it's my turn.
Yeah.
You know, things should be 50-50. It shouldn't all be on him.
Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate you listening and calling in this morning. One more. Rachel in North Olmsted. Rachel, is it a red flag? It seems to be unanimous.
I think it's a huge red flag.
But what does he do? Because
where does he go from here?
Yeah. Does he have the conversation tonight? Does he have it? Do they move in and then he has the conversation? Maybe sits down with a spreadsheet?
Or just wait until they're about to plan their next date night?
So this is how we should split up the bills. That kind of thing.
I do not recommend they move in together. I do not. Until they, until he gets the situation settled, because clearly he's not handling it well. He doesn't like how things are going right now. So he's all about her, sure, but the financial aspect of it is not all on him. And I do agree with Janae. She did set the bar kind of high with that one in the beginning when she said the man pays for everything and he went along with it. So it's kind of like, I feel bad for him that he even tolerated that, because if somebody said that to me, I'm sorry, you got to go. This isn't going to work.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
I'm not married to you. Like, you're not married to me. There's no obligation here. I'm not. Maybe like the first date, the second date even, sure. But to expect somebody to cover it because he's a man, I don't think that's okay at all.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair.
Andrew, and I'm going back to my single days, and I think I can relate to Andrew in this way. When you're just starting out dating someone, you really want to do anything or you'll say anything to please them.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why my speculation is that Andrew's girlfriend is really, really good looking.
Yeah.
He really wanted to be with her, and he's like, I want to be with her now. I'll figure out everything else later. Well, now he's trying to figure out everything later and trying to retrofit the relationship.
Yeah.
All right. So, Andrew, I think you've got some good advice here this morning.
I think you've got some really good advice. Maybe hold off on the move. But I don't think that this relationship is toast.
I think
got to just open up the communication a little bit.
Here's what I would do. This is exactly what I would do. Me and my passive aggressive behavior, avoiding confrontation, except for yesterday, but it's a totally different thing. I would go next date night, say you're going out tonight. I would conveniently forget my wallet.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then I would keep doing that like 2 or 3 times. It's like, oh man, where's that thing?
I can't find it anywhere. That's crazy.
And then she starts paying for things, and then you get the ball rolling.
Paying whether she likes it or not.
Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show, Q104.
Out of Alyssa's account. If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.